Blog Talk Radio. everyone. Welcome to Bonnie Albers On Air with my co-host, Susan Zierich. And today is New Year's. I am so excited because bringing in the new year means new beginnings, means new starts. It means new outlooks on life. And we are ready to rock your world. So I am so excited that I'm here, and I know Susan Zierich is too, and we'll be saying hello to my co-host, which I know is chomping at the bit just like me to say hello and Happy New Year. But let me tell you who I am, what I am, and then I'll introduce my co-host. But I do want to get some things. Susan, I know you can hear me, and I didn't tell you this before. I want everybody to hear. If you're on my Facebook or Susan, can you post your link for your book on my Facebook? Because I really do want the people to know where they can get it. And I know Spirit Wind was here yesterday and just stopped in for a minute. He'll be our guest on January 20th, put his book up on my site too. So, Susan, if you hear me, I'd like you to put
I hear
your...
you. You know, I'm Facebook illiterate, so you might have to help me do that.
Okay, well, then Diana, you hear us. We're both Facebook
illiterate.
The good news.
Diana, help us.
Yeah, help us. It's New Year's. We know you can. So she's my sweet girl, and she runs chat for me, everyone. And we do want to say, and I didn't say this yesterday, we love you in chat. We can't tell you how much we appreciate you. If you have any questions in chat, please ask Diana. She's in there, logged in as me, but she'll tell you she's Diana. She is my personal assistant, and she helps with all the shows. So get to her. She's a sweet lady, and see if you can get your questions to us. I do want to tell you that we do appreciate you in chat as much as our callers and listeners. If our chat room helps us, we love you, and we ask everybody to like us on Blog Talk and get into our chat. It helps us, and I know you'd want to hear when our shows are. So now we're getting a full board, and I just want to say I am Bonnie Albers. If you don't know who I am, I'm Aries in the first house. Really not, because Ron says I'm not. He's an astrologist, but I swear I am. It means it's all about me, but I really love everybody. So here we go. I'm Bonnie Albers. I'm an Aries.
Yeah, right, Bonnie.
Don't you laugh, Susan. Well, I'm getting to you. I'm Bonnie Albers. I'm an RN. I'm a legal nurse consultant. I'm also an expert on love, romance, sexual issues, and relationships. You can ask me. You can confide in me. I have a lot of years of this. I'm a counselor. But my big love and joy is I'm a spirit medium, so I kind of combine it all. And you can reach me on my Facebook at Bonnie Mosenter Albers. So I'll spell it for you. Bonnie is B-O-N-N-I-E. Mosenter is M-O-Z-E-N-T-E-R. And my last name, Albers, A-L-B-E-R-S. Friend me, and I will friend you back, and you can see what I've got going on. Also, I have a page called Bonnie Albers On Air. Diana is supposed to be running that page, so I hope she hears me. Please like that, and you will get any updates that we have. Leave me a message. Talk to me. Let us know how you like the show. Even on Blog Talk, I think there's a way you can leave us a message because we want to hear from you. We love our audience. We love our listeners, and we love you and our chat room people too, so which are always our listeners and our callers also. So we want to get this rocking and rolling. I'll tell you what our show is going to be about, but first let me introduce to you my fabulous, wonderful, adorable co-host who wrote a book. It's my favorite, and that's why I keep saying, please put it on my site, Susan Zierich. Go for it, Susan.
Thank you, Bonnie. I'm just thrilled. let me tell you a little bit about myself, and then we can get started on the show. We have, we're exciting. Subject matter. We're going to talk about the Akashic soul records, if people can call in and ask about their purpose in life. And we're also going to talk about new moons. We have two of them this month, and how you can take advantage of new moon prosperity energy, of the drawing prosperity to you. But let me just tell you a little bit about me. I'm going to tell a little bit about me now. Okay.
Oh, I don't love that, but go ahead.
I'm a third generation Akashic medium. I interpret one soul's journey. I have 18 years experience as a clairaudient, empathic, clairvoyant, life coach, holistic therapist, emotional addiction counselor. I'm also a recovery hypnotherapist, Reiki master, and energetic seer. I'm also the author of the published book, Soul Windows, Secrets from the Divine, which is available on Amazon.com. And it's basically about the bridge between the metaphysical world and the daily world that we live in and how our divine self helps us with life coaching. You can read more about me from my website, which is S as in Susan, Z as in Zebra, R as in Rich, whitewings.com, whitewings.com. You can also contact me for phone and Skype readings and email readings on my email address, szrich@aol.com. I also wanted to let our listeners know that I am offering my holiday reading special of buy one, get one free, and I'm extending it out for another week till January 10th because I've had such a great response. Response to it. It's perfect for gift giving or sharing, and it's a great way to start the new year out. Just mention in an email after you pay for your reading from my website that you heard this offer on Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I am so happy you said that, Susan, because I forgot to tell everybody about how to get a hold of me. But I'm just going to tell you, we're always here. I'm here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Wednesday night we're on a different radio show, A1R. And you can reach me by Skype also. Leave me a note on there. It's BonnieLynn57, and you can leave me a note. Or you can actually email me. You'll see at the bottom of my email when I answer you back all the way to get a hold of me. I do readings also. I do counseling, and I do relationship, love, romance, and sexual issues. A lot of people would prefer to do that, you know, not on the radio, and that's fine with me. You can get a hold of me, and you can also go to my website. It's being built, and, well, I have two. One is, oh, it's so pretty. So I want you to go to it. It's BonnieAlbers-on-air. And if you don't know what a hyphen is, because I didn't, it's just a little slash, like a little slash, and then on. So we didn't want to run it all together, it looked funny. So if you go on there, .com. But if you go to my old one, it's BonnieAlbers.com. That works too, but I prefer you to use my new one. It's under construction, and just leave me a message on my email. Susan, we have a fabulous show today, and let me tell everybody what we're going to talk about because we are going to have to get to our guests, and maybe we'll split the talking up. But we are going to teach you and tell you. Actually, Susan's going to get involved in telling you because she's the one that actually started me with it. On when you have new moons, and we have two new moons, and it's a Capricorn moon coming up, which is a new moon. I think is it a Capricorn new moon, Susan? Is that what you told me?
Yes, it is. Yeah. And then, you know, Capricorn is a really, really powerful moon.
And we are so happy about that, and it is actually tomorrow. So we're going to tell you about how to make the best of what you can with each new moon. We do have an astrologer that's coming tomorrow, Wednesday, and he's going to talk more about it because he is actually the expert in any type of astrology, new moons, planets, suns, everything. This man is so good. His name is Ron Cole, so we're only going to just touch on it. But we're going to tell you what Susan and I do for the new moon. So both of us do an abundance type of process, and that's just to make us, you know, to open the energies for us to be abundant. And I'm going to let Susan tell you about it since she's the one that sent it to me. So go ahead, Susan.
Sure. Basically, what you want to take the new moon energy, and it's a prosperity ritual, and I'm going to touch on it a little. It's not that difficult, but there's a lot of things to remember. So as I go through it, most people are going to go, what? And if you're interested in Yeah, in receiving, how to actually do the abundance manifesting ritual. You can email me at szrich@aol.com, and I will send you the exact instructions. Basically, what it is that when new moons get closer to the Earth energy, it is a drawing and a pulling, and it is receiving. And so in prosperity, you want to take advantage of that energetic pull. So what it is that you look at abundance as being unlimited. And so how you do this is that within 24 hours of the new moon, you want to take a blank check out of your checkbook, and you write in your name on the payee. You don't date it because you don't want to limit the amount of time that it takes to receive the prosperity. You write in paid in full in the written part of the amount, and then in the amount where the dollar amount would you write, you write paid in full, okay? And then when you sign it, the law of abundance. This is why I'm saying email me and I'll send all this to you. And then after you write this check to yourself, okay, you want to put it in a sacred box, a beautiful gift box or whatever it is, and then you just set it aside and watch the prosperity flow. Sometimes it's big, sometimes it's little, but I have never, ever seen it not fail at anybody that I've ever given it to. I mean, it could be as simple as your business flows up, or all of a sudden, you know, you find $10 on the street, or you get the deal that you were hoping for. But the more that you do it and the longer that you do this little simple ritual, what you will find is that that prosperity opens up and flows to you. And it stays with you for several days after you do this abundance ritual.
Well, you know, Susan, it's just like the, you know, everybody says, even the people on the earth plane that really don't, you know, don't look at this as anything, i.e. some of your scientists. But, you know, the moon has energy. It pulls the tides. So I always relate it when people don't understand about, oh, how does the moon do this? The energy can't be pulled or delivered or taken. Yes, it can. We live by tides, actually, and so do the fishermen, so do the people who are navigators and ships. That's how our cruise ships go. So, yeah, this is a great ritual. It is a great thing to do. And you know what? I love positive thinking, and this is so positive because no matter what happens, whether you find a penny, a dollar, a nickel, you win the lottery, or your business takes off, or somebody hears me and decides to put me on television or the radio in a big way, then I can tell you that all works. So you see, I do believe in this, and I so love the positive energy that you allude for this. And I want to tell everybody, please email Susan. At the end of the show, we'll give you it again where you can email her, and we're going to get to some callers because our show is not as long as it used to be at 2 hours because it is New Year's Eve. So I am going to ask Susan to join me, and we are going to take the first caller. I do want to tell you that our first caller is 7878, and I am going to go straight to them. Hi, 7878.
Hi, how are you?
You're on.
Hello.
Oh, wonderful. Give us your name.
This is Vince calling from Los Angeles.
Hi, Vince. I love L.A. What are you doing out there?
Well, nothing, actually. I'm just looking for work. I'm trying to get my, a couple books published and trying to get my acting career going. But right now I need a job just to get stability, financial stability, and to pay the bills and whatnot. So that's basically what's going on with me. I'm waiting to hear from two jobs I applied for, they're both paper companies. One of them I was offered a job back in September. And I turned it down because at the same time they offered me a job, I was offered a job with a healthcare company, And I took that one because they told me it was going to be temp to hire full time. And then 5 weeks into it, they said, no, you're just here to fill in for someone who's on disability. So I reapplied for the other job, and I'm waiting to hear from them. I talked to the girl yesterday. She said they're going to go through the all the applications and then let me know. So,
you know, I'm going to ask you, so your question to Susan and I'm going to hand it over to Susan after I say something, Susan, because you know me. I'm going to ask you, so what you're asking us really, because you have a question to ask, is is the jobs that you applied for you're going to get? Is that the question you're asking us?
Yeah, either one of them, or if there is a job coming for me like yesterday, because I'm in my unemployment, the government's not extending the unemployment, and unless a miracle happens, I'm really going to be in up the creek without a paddle. Put it mildly.
Susan, I do have something.
I have something to say about that unemployment thing. I know what the government says, and it's a bully tactic. My feeling about it is that they're going to scrape it up and extend it, you know.
Okay.
So I could be wrong about that, but, you know, the government every once in a while likes to bully us. And my feeling about it is that they really understand that if the unemployment goes down, a lot of other systems are going to go down too. So
I'm getting that too.
Yeah. So you know, but you know, take the attitude of like, well, you know, let's you know scuttle and get moving. My Bonnie, you can tell me what you're picking up. My feeling about it is that I'm seeing two offers coming to you. One that you've already applied for, I mean that you're waiting to hear, and one that either is a full circle go around, meaning that you've just put it on the back burner, forgotten about it, not thinking about it, doesn't think that it's available, or that you haven't applied for it yet. But it feels like within the month that there's going to be two things on your plate. Which one to take seems to be a little dilemma, because it's like one seems sweeter than the other, but is not as secure. And then the other one is seems to offer more long-term employment, but is not as great a job. So you're going to be kind of caught, which one should I take?
Right.
And I can't tell you which one to do because, you know, your divine self is leading you to, for you to follow your own instinct on this. And this is to bring up your fears of security. But you're also extremely creative and, you know, gee, do I get to exercise my creativity and take the chance, or do I go for the security and maybe not be as creative? What do you think, Bonnie?
Well, I hate to answer this then because, I mean, I have an answer, but I don't want to ruin his Akashic record because what I'm hearing, I'm not going to tell him which one to take because I really don't know which one came second. But as soon as he got on, I heard take the second job, take the second offer, and it says, and I hate to tell you this, but it says don't follow your heart. So to me, it means that you're either going to go with taking more of a secure job because of what happened to you this last time, and then do your other things maybe on the side because I'm not feeling it. You know what? I know you want to be creative, but I think you're like your Akashic records are opening up and saying to you, you need to make this choice. But what I am hearing is whatever, and I don't know what the second job was or the second offer. So it says take the second one. So if you have two coming in, I'm hearing don't follow your heart because I think what you want, and believe me, I am so like that. You want to take the one that makes. You know, that looks really good and creative and wow, and I can do this. And the same thing happened to you, I think, this last time. You really wanted that health career job or it looked good, but you really didn't investigate into it that much. That's what I'm hearing. Or they didn't tell you because they wanted you to take it. But that's not what I feel. I feel there was something said and maybe you didn't pick that up. So to me, watch what you do. If security is important to you, what I'm hearing is the second offer that comes, the second one that you apply to, is what you need to look at. So I hope that has helped you, Vince.
Yes, it has. And, you know, it's, as far as the, like, the creative and everything aspect, like I said, I just want to try to get a steady income coming in while I'm working on my craft. And in February, I've already registered. I'm going to be trying out for America's Got Talent. So, yeah, I'm doing stand-up comedy. So I'm just going to get my stuff together. I'm going to start writing all my stuff starting tomorrow. You know, so I already have what I want to do.
Yeah. Well, doors are definitely, let's just say, 2014 is going to be a better year for you, Vince.
There's no
doubt about it.
Yeah, we've just been suffering for so long with financially. It's just gotten to us, and it's, you know, so it's just really bad.
Vince, before I'm tingling all over because when Susan said that, you have good things coming. I got to tell you that it's hit a lot of people, and you know that. I'm sure you have a lot of friends that have hit. And it's so interesting because we talk about, Susan and I talk about this all the time, especially those in light and, you know, that do light work and things like that. We've really all been pretty much hit, and everybody around has been hit. And it's just a new order coming in, and we all have to look at it like that. We all have to make adjustments. And I do believe 2014 for a lot of us and a lot of people are going to be a much better, lighter year. So, you know, take your blessings and you run with it because you're going to have choices.
Okay. I definitely will. Thank you very much.
Welcome. Happy New Year.
How it goes. Happy New Year.
You too. Bye-bye.
I love that, Susan. I feel like, you know, everybody's been hitting all different industries. I am going to take 6204. 6204, we've got you. 6204, hi. Hello. Hello. Okay, well.
I guess they didn't want to talk to us today.
I guess not. I'm going to put them back on hold and see if they come. And now I'm going to Rachel. Is it Rachel 44?
Yes,
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. I am so happy you got through because I saw you on yesterday, and I apologize, and Susan apologizes. I'm so sorry, and we are so happy, and I knew I was going to get to you. I knew you were going to get on today, and I love the number 44. It's very earthy. It's a very a karmic number, 4-4, Susan. It's double fours, and I'm so into numerology, but fours is such a karmic number. I don't know what the 4-4 means, but Rachel, we are so happy to have you, girlfriend. How can we help you today?
Thank you. Well, I loved the show yesterday. It was my first time listening, and I stuck the whole way through, and I was like, yes, they're on again tomorrow. Brilliant.
thank you. We love you, too, and I did. Don't think we didn't see you, because I did, and that's why I talk to people in chat, and I try to keep a hold of Diane and tell them that we see you. If we can't get a hold of you, I do remember, and you do get on the next day. So we so appreciate you holding and liking the show. So
yeah, there was no chat room yesterday. I've seen it. There's one today, but there wasn't one showing up yesterday.
Really? Because a lot of people said they were in chat. Diana, did you hear that? Well, maybe, you know, I've got to tell you, she had a little problem with chat yesterday getting on. She's from the UK, and, you know, so we're all here. I mean, and so she runs it from the UK. She's my personal assistant. So sometimes the weather there, so this is the first time she had been off and on. So maybe you saw it when she wasn't on. So did you see it off the whole time? So, you know, Oh, well, honey, we are so glad you're here today. How can we help you and make make your experience good?
I was listening yesterday, and the Akashic, or Kashik, or Akashic, however you want to pronounce it.
Tomato,
exactly.
Wait a minute. We have to do it. I say Akashic. Go ahead, Susan. You say Akashic, but it's all the same.
Potatoes.
Okay, so you want Susan to open your Akashic record, correct?
Please, yeah.
You go, okay, what, girlfriend.
What's your name?
Rachel.
Rachel, and how old are you?
44.
40.
How did I not know that? She's 44, Susan.
44. Oh, the 4-4s. Okay.
Yeah.
Your double digits years are always major, major, profound years in our life journey. Just give me a second here. Well, the soul window that you are in right now is that you're right before, you're kind of like coming out of what they call preparation for Kryon return, and it's it's the soul window where you begin to feel life sitting on you. You realize that you're not young anymore, that you're feeling that middle age. You know, you go to the cosmetic counter and they say, oh, well, I have lotion for the mature woman. And you go, excuse me? And you get called ma'am for the first time. So you're feeling the beginning of the loss of youth, which causes a little bit of mourning, and also a new perspective of life that you begin to realize that, wow, like I don't have forever in front of me. I really need to think about what life looks like going forward. And so it's a maturity soul window that prepares us going into the Kryon return, which is the biggest awakening window that we have, and they call it midlife crisis or awakening or whatever. But the first thing that I pick up about you, can I ask what you do for a living? Because this is very tuned into it.
I teach.
Okay.
I love
what
metaphysics.
You girl.
I'm a medium.
Yeah, well, you know what? I told you 44. Remember, I told you you picked the number was your age. I know, because you're very earthy. I could feel that. I love it.
Yeah.
You need to give
very,
up.
Very,
go ahead.
Very elemental. So what do you teach?
Metaphysics. I teach the law of attraction, spiritual development, life coaching, all those sort of things. Whatever is needed.
Okay. Do you do readings?
I used to do a lot of readings. I think I've moved further away from those, and I'm more on the sort of the physiological side of things, philosophy, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm listening
Why?
To them more. It just
Why?
Needs to be a natural progression. Okay. Everyone tells me I'm really, really good. But the thing is, I always question myself. I know it's not me. I'm just the vehicle. But I still have this little thing that always says to me, oh, my God, and I panic. And it's like all this pressure is put on me because I'm expected to deliver such a high level of accuracy. And it's like, oh, my God, what if I get it wrong? What if I interpret something in the wrong way? What if it comes out not the way it's meant to? So, yeah, I kind of back off.
Okay, are you ready, Bonnie? All right. Here's what I'm hearing, all right, is that you are a seer, okay, whether you have the self-confidence to be one or not, okay? And until you accept and go back into it in whatever form that you want to do it, whether you teach somebody how to do it, I don't know, did you use cards or just stepped into energy?
I just step into the, I can read the energy, I see the light, I see spirit, I see them manifest, I see them like you guys in so many different ways, however it's easiest for them to get through.
Okay, what I'm hearing is that, for you to leave a gift, because you are afraid you're going to be wrong, means that your ego has made you own it. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. The gift is all of ours. It doesn't belong to any of us. Okay?
That's right.
And your fear of making mistake is your issues of less than. And it is a crying shame, all right? Because when I tap into your gifts, you are amazing. And if you do not use this in some form, this will begin to affect your self-confidence going forward in every other metaphysical area that you are involved in now. So
I already have.
Yes. So my suggestion to you, because I actually you're speaking to someone who actually went through what you went through, about the same age, and I'll tell you what I did, and it worked. It helped. I used to do channeling. I channeled Archangel Michael.
Same.
And amazing information came out, blah, blah, blah. But I never confident enough or worthy enough that I was, what if I said the wrong thing? What if they, you know, what if us, you know, I came through and Michael didn't come through? And I was given the information that I was going to do it for so long, and then it was going to go away and I was going to be on my own, okay? And that's exactly what happened. All right, but my ego got involved in it, and my lack of self-confidence is that all the information that was channeled through me through channeling couldn't get through to me as a natural seer on my own as I'm talking to you right now. Most of the information that I follow through with is coming from Archangel Michael. That's my he's my dude, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He's an in-your-face angel.
I'm hearing you.
But what happened is that I prayed about it and I said, how do I get an anchor so that I can, you know, feel more confident about the information that I was given? And I was told the cards, okay? And I went through, and what I use spiral tarot, okay, which is a spiritual tarot, and I stepped aside because I'm very visual, and hearing information was like grabbing feathers. What you know? Are you sure? What did it? And when I started using the cards, I started feeling anchoring in, and the more anchoring in that I got, all of a sudden I got this attitude of like, you know, here's what I hear. You know, if it doesn't ring with you, it's not me. The information is coming through, and it's like, here it is. Do with it what you want. But it was the cards that anchored me. And your ego stepped in and poked the sleeping bear, okay?
Uh-huh.
And you are an awesome reader, an awesome energetic seer. And it's not like that I'm saying that, well, you know, if you don't go back into it, you're going to go crazy, you know. It's not that at all. It's just that your divine self used your gift as a seer to show you your lack of self-confidence of self.
Yeah.
And our journey in life is totally about loving self and accepting all the flaws. Mm-hmm. Am I 100% right? Absolutely not. This is about free will. You can change your mind in a blink. And everything I told you that's going to happen to you in 6 months, it's like bye-bye, you know?
Yeah.
But the thing is that you don't own it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't own it. And what happened is that you got so afraid of making a mistake, your ego pronounced your lack of self-confidence in self. And that's what your Akashic Records is about, is to learn how to be detached from the good opinion of others.
I have to get in here. I have to. I have to get in here.
Jump in, honey.
I have to. Oh, my gosh. You know, this exactly, you know, I have to tell you, because right at that point.
I can hear her chomping at the bit. She's foaming at the mouth right now.
That's because you are psychic. How's that one, Susan? Of course you know. You can feel me. But I have to tell tell you that, and this is my advice, and I'm listening going, well, how come I don't know that? I want that. I do hear and see. I remotely see, and I do auto writing and all this stuff. I want spirit as much as I can. Susan has to settle me down. But one thing I will tell you, and and she does, believe it or not, because I'd be worse than this. No, Raquel, here's my take on it, and that's what happened to me. I got started getting messages, and Susan knows this, in my gym, and I started talking to these people, and they were, like, very angry at me. And I thought, well, you know, I'm giving them messages. Well, and then Spirit kicked me in the butt because it wasn't my messages. It was theirs. And I was only the tool. So when you let ego, and the thing is, nobody's 100% right, honey. I know I had a show. I think Susan was sick, and I had this woman say, well, you're wrong on every count. And what I said is this: I'm really sorry that you feel that way. I can only tell you what Spirit tells me. It really isn't me. I can't make any judgment. But if you write down what I'm saying and you go back and think about it, you know, you let me know, I can't take it back, and I don't argue with Spirit. So that happens. I mean, you know, there'll be people. I did it. I went to a medium way back, maybe a couple of years ago, because I lost my dad. And he's a very famous one. In fact, he wrote a book. His name is Mark Anthony, and when he and I'm hoping we can call ourselves friends, close friends, but he started telling me all this stuff, and I kept going, no, 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 and I thought, what the heck? And you know, he said, Bonnie, just write this down, because I know that when you get off the phone and you think about it, you'll know I'm right. And within 3 weeks, everything he had put, it was just in different ways. Like, I wasn't used to how he talked. So don't ever doubt yourself. Well, you can doubt yourself, you just can't doubt Spirit. You know, you give the message. You give the message, and that's all you've got. And
No. The whole thing about it is that she's not supposed to doubt herself. That's what this whole lesson is about.
But I don't want her to doubt herself. But what I'm saying is, if Spirit gives her the message, there is no doubt. So, you know, Spirit gives you that message, you don't have to worry about it. It isn't you giving the message, it's Spirit. So I've had to learn that, and Susan will tell you, I don't always listen, but, you know, there's so much to learn. And I'm going to give you a little piece of advice before we get off. I would go, Susan and I, if you want some confidence, we'll give you confidence. You come on out here. Here's the deal I'll offer you. You come on to my show, and we'll let you take some callers. So we're going to do that.
I used to have my own show a couple of years back.
Come back, Rachel. Come back and be with us, and let's see how it works. We'll do a show with us, and let's see. Okay. Let's have fun. Get with Diana. Pick a Monday or a Tuesday. But you see how Susan and I work, and come work with us.
I love how you guys work. You great energy.
Thank you. We have fun. She's the crazy fairy imp, and I'm like the grounding force. Like, Bonnie, calm down.
Yeah. She's your 4-4 because she's really grounded. Although she says she is, but she's not always. But I'm probably more not grounded than she is. So I love her. And
good
we
balance.
Are going to
good
work.
Balance.
Yeah, we're a good balance, and we'll take you, Rachel. You make Diana's in chat. Make arrangements. Pick any time at the end of January. I think we've got somebody January 20th. Pick the next week, and come on and be with us. And, you know, we'll take half an hour at the end. We're on 90 minutes. We'll let you take the last half hour. We'll be quiet, and we'll hand you over the caller. And if you need help, we'll be there.
No, you can't be quiet. No.
the thing is, you have to have attitude about it. It's like, hey, whatever. You know?
Yeah.
And it's like, but if you're too attached to what it is that you're saying, it's like, oh my God, what if they don't like what I'm saying? I have had some messages and done some readings that the most bizarre information comes out because I have spirit guides that they love the movies and they love commercials and they keep
I love music.
Oh, Oh, yeah. And it's like, and I'll say, look, this is like crazy, but I'm just going to tell you. And I don't own it. I don't attach it. And occasionally we get gifts back to us that somebody will write or call and say, you know, that information that you gave to me a year ago, it was like the stupidest thing you ever said to me. But, you know, you were spot on.
Yeah,
and you just have to go, you know, I don't know what this means. I don't know why I'm seeing it, but here it goes.
Yeah, because it's not for us. It's for them, isn't it? So we don't need to understand it.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know, you don't own.
Rachel.
You don't own.
Yeah.
You know, they say own your Saturn. So here you go.
Yeah.
You have the chance to come on this show. We're telling everybody live and all my listeners and callers that we will have you, if you want to come back on the show, as many times as it takes, Rachel, that the gifts you have, you need to showcase. And if you can showcase them
here. Oh, yeah. Give it a try. Give it a try.
I will. You've talked me to it.
All right. Diana, get her number. You hear me out there. Get her number. And you don't have the choice now, Rachel 44. We will see you. You can listen all the time and you can call in. But we want you on the show in January. Pick a Monday, Tuesday. Start at about, we'll let you read from 2:30 to 3, but we'll take you early. And we'll work with you, not work with your talents, but we'll just get you used to our show. And then we'll let you take some of the callers. Well, you could take as many as you want. You could take none if you don't want. But you need to jump back in here, girlfriend, and we're going to help you. So
thank you.
2014 is your year, girl. Get those gifts out. So we hope that we help you.
Yes.
And you don't want us to hunt you down now, Rachel. So give Diana where you can get a call.
Well, she already knows, Michael. It's not going to be difficult to hunt me down.
Oh, well, good. I'm so glad. Rachel, we'll be hearing from you and talking to you on the show as a colleague. Okay.
All right. I'll message Susan in the chat room.
Diana. Now, if you don't get a hold of her, and I know you will, if you don't get a hold of her, you know where to find Susan and I. We both have given you can listen to the archives and get us, and both of us will make sure that you get on. Okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thanks.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you both.
Okay, bye-bye. The only thing is, Rachel, before, you know, I give you a test, and I've tested everybody that's on the show, and you know what that test is if you're psychic. You'll have to give Susan and I a reading on the show. So, you got it.
Okay.
Okay?
No problem.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye,
Rachel. Bye.
Oh, she is just such a fabulous energy. I am going to look so forward to working with that girl. So we are now, oh, my goodness, we've got to keep going, Susan. 0362,
okay.
0362, you are on. Who are we speaking with, 0362?
Hello?
Hello? Hi, what's your name?
Hi, my name is Tasha, and I'm calling from California, and I want to know about a relationship, what you see coming in for the new year for me, with my current relationship.
Okay, Tasha, I'm going to take this one before, and then I'll hand you over to Susan. Let me ask you a question. I don't feel that you're single, so are you in a relationship, or you have a relationship going?
Yes, I have. It's been 2 years.
Okay. Why do I hear smooth sailing? Why do I hear that?
Oh, hear what?
I hear my guys are telling me smooth sailing. Is there something wrong with this relationship?
We at a distance right now.
Okay, because I'm hearing smooth sailing. So tell me about the distance and what is going on with you.
Oh, currently I moved away from where I used to stay at, and he used to stay in the area that I was staying in the apartment building. I moved away. So he's feeling
Okay, well, how long has that been?
It's been almost a month now since I moved away from him.
And have you seen him?
Yeah, I have visited him, on the 23rd of December.
Well, see, I'm not getting any big angst about this relationship. So are you asking me, ask me a question about it, because, see, I don't feel like, I didn't hear, baby, get rid of him, or, oh, honey, you're not going there. What I hear is smooth sailing. So if I hear smooth sailing and you're asking me about your relationship, it's kind of making me, you know, a little nervous here, because I'm not feeling like there's anything that wrong. Are you asking if it's going to go to the next level? Are you asking if it's
going
to last?
Do you see going anywhere?
Well, I can tell you, when I see smooth sailing, the ship is sailing off. I don't see a wedding cake. I don't see any of this, so I can't say that you're going to be. Can I ask how old you are?
I'm 38.
Okay. You can ask Susan when we get there. All I see is you and him in a boat, and you've got, maybe I do see that you're in a boat with, like, maybe the both of you are in some type of garb that would be meaning you're married. I see him smiling at you and you smiling at him. I see no problems in this relationship. So when you ask me where it's going, I see you sailing away. So I'm not going to, I'm seeing the year 2015. So maybe 2015, this year is going to be kind of smooth sailing for you. And maybe in 2015, you might get hitched, or there might be some type of engagement going on. But I just don't feel it. I keep hearing 2015, but I don't see that this relationship isn't going to go further. So I would say to you, keep nurturing this relationship. I wouldn't. There's nothing that I feel is like any type of roadblock. I think you really, really like him, and I think he really, really likes you. So. To me, that means that there's love, and to me, I mean, I do see you sailing in that boat, girlfriend. I just don't see an immediate marriage, I see a courtship, and I'm hearing the number 2015. So I don't know if you'll get engaged in 2015, or maybe you'll get married in 2015. But all I know is I see a long river with the two of you in a boat. And it says smooth sailing. So if I were you, I'd take it for what it's worth.
Okay.
Susan, can I hand you Tasha over to you?
You sound like a travel agent.
Maybe she's going to be on the water. Maybe
like
that's going to be on the water. I don't know. I just don't. Go ahead.
Can I ask you how long you've been in this relationship?
I've been knowing him for 3 years. We've been together for two.
Okay. I have to agree with Bonnie in type, okay? There's a strong commitment here, a very strong karmic commitment. And how far apart are you?
I'm like two cities away from him.
You're what?
I'm two cities away from him.
Okay. I have to agree with Bonnie that you guys are going to work this out, okay? I'm not really sure how you're going to work it out, there's a commitment that both of you have. You care about each other a great deal. But I do see that the distance is going to take its toll after a while. And there's going to be some decisions that are going to have to be made of, like, what are we going to do about this, okay? Because I don't see that either one of you wanting to let each other go. Right now you're figuring it out and it's like he's not happy with this distance. I can tell you that right now. But you're going to figure it out. And I don't see any immediate breakup. And I do see a closeness a little way down the road. Now, I don't know if that means that you're figuring out how to close the distance. And either you go back or he comes where you are, or you close the gap, or you make some serious decisions of, like, hey, this is not working here. But whatever that is, you have some karmic distance to go with each other yet.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe that's the long boat ride there. There you go, long boat ride.
So y'all see this relationship being long-term?
Yes. Long-term is a state of mind. Long-term is a year to somebody else, 10 years to someone. I do see you getting at least another year, 2-3 years out of this relationship. After that, it's kind of like another decision will have to be made.
Yeah, see, that's what I mean. I don't see any wedding bells. I didn't see any big wedding cakes or wedding bells, but I do see smooth sailing, and I see the year 2015. So maybe in 2015, like Susan and I were both saying, that you'll be coming to a decision, or maybe he'll move towards you or you'll move towards him. But I can tell you that I wouldn't, like, sweat the heat right now because, like Susan said, that's, you know, karmically, there you two are. So, which is good because I don't feel any angst.
Okay.
Yeah, do you, Susan?
Do I feel what?
Do you feel any angst?
An end?
Angst. You know, like, I don't feel like there's a lot of drama. It's just smooth right now.
You guys aren't drama queens. You know, neither one of you like a lot of disruptive energy. You're quiet people, okay, until you're not. Okay, but the thing is that you'll work it out and steady on.
Okay.
Oh, I love when you say that. You know, I've got to tell you, Susan, when you say that, it makes my life then looks like I can ground myself. It's so weird when you say that what happens stays again about me. But you know, Tasha, I hope we have helped you. And we want so much to have a great year.
make up a big plaque for so put it on your wall.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, can I ask you a question about my sister, her friend Pierre? She wants to know, do you see it going anywhere?
Bonnie,
we lost you. Oh, okay.
No, you have me, but I'm really trying to understand is Tasha, are you still with us, or is it your sister?
I was trying to ask about my sister Tamika and her friend Pierre. Do you see that relationship going anywhere, or is she going to be with someone new?
I keep hearing nowhere. So, I mean, that's a real quick answer. I mean, I don't know what's going on with them, but I don't think that it's going – I don't know. You can ask Susan real quick without talking to your sister. I don't know if I could feel the energy as much, but when you said it, I got nowhere. So
yeah, I saw a visual driving off a cliff.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. Okay.
It will be somebody new.
Oh, yeah, it isn't going to be him. I just want to let you know that. Have a wonderful, happy New Year, and let us know what happens.
Yes, okay, happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Happy New Year. Bye-bye. Susan, I have to take Rachel real quick back for 1 second because she needs to know where. Rachel, if you're listening, and I know you probably are, Diana said she needs you to get a hold of her at Diana Kate, DianaKate, that's one word, at hotmail.com. So if you're listening, and I know you said you were listening to the rest of the show, this is for Rachel 44, my girlfriend, Susan and I, going to be guests. Please get a hold of Diana. It's all small letters, DianaKate, at hotmail.com. Well, now you gave all of your – everybody, and I know you can all get a hold of Diana if you need to now. So I'm going to take the next person, 71. 9671, you are on. Hi.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hi, what's your name?
Can you hear me?
Yes, what's your name? What's your name? We want to hear you so much.
Hi, my name is Denethia.
Can you – Denethia?
Kenethia with a C.
Kenethia, can you spell it for us? Because we need the name. Kenethia?
Sure. C-Y-N-E-T-H-I-A.
Ah, Phoenicia.
Yes. Okay.
We got you, girlfriend. How can Susan and I help you on this New Year's Eve?
Thank you guys for taking my call. I just had a question. I guess I have two main concerns, but my main concern is career. I moved from one state to Maryland, and my career is not getting started as fast as I thought it would here.
What do you do for a living?
I work in public safety.
Okay. Are you employed now?
No, I'm not.
Okay. How long have you been looking?
Well, I started my search before I moved and, mm-hmm. Got a couple of interviews and positions interest. And since I've gotten here, it seems like everything's gone cold. I haven't gotten any offers.
The first thing that I heard is that it has something to do with budget and New Year, okay? That, like, 1 year's budget has to be done and a new budget put forth for a new year, and then they start looking. So
okay.
your timing, my feeling is that your timing was a little off. Okay, you came at the tail end of budget, okay?
Okay.
And I don't know why I'm hearing budget, but it has something to do with the kind of job that you're looking in. It's about how much money they have to spend in their department.
Well,
okay?
It's in government, so.
Okay. Yeah. And but your timing was just a little off. So now put renewed vigor into going after what it is that you want, because now the money is there, is what I'm hearing.
Okay. All right.
And
it's not
going to be as fast as what you're hoping. I'm thinking February, maybe March, something like that, maybe another two and a half months. What do you think, Bonnie? What are you feeling?
I exactly about 2.5, Susan. I don't feel it'll be fast either, but I believe that in the meantime, she'll know it. She'll feel, I think things will start moving, but I don't think that, I say same thing, same time frame, 2.5 to 3.
Yeah. But the government takes forever to, you could come in and for your interview and they say, yeah, that's the one that I want. And by the time that you're sitting at your desk, it takes 2 months.
Yeah, and
It's never taken this long before. It's never taken more than 6 weeks. But usually I'm in constant contact with people because of the background check. I was kind of worried maybe my background check won't come back,
mm-hmm.
These agencies that I've applied with, their background is a lot more strict than what I'm used to.
Yeah, it's just timing. That's all it is. It's like, you've picked a kind of a sluggish time and the way the energy is right now, never go back to, it used to be like this, because all the energies are different now. The old paradigms don't work anymore. Put it out there in the universe of just saying, I need a little help here. Let's get on it.
I do that too.
I see the same thing.
I see
the same thing. So I wouldn't be, I wouldn't lay back on your laurels, but I would. I wouldn't get too concerned about it, because 2014, girlfriend, like we're telling everybody, it seems like, because it's only one more day, we are going to be getting all kinds of new energy and positions and love and everything else. So
it's
going to
be
really
better
glad.
For a lot of people. A lot of people.
I think it's going to be better for me. I'm just, I haven't been out of work this long, so maybe I'm getting kind of, anxious.
It won't be
much longer. I mean, it really, I don't think 2.5 to 3 months is much longer. I mean, I know people who've been out of work for like a long time, and so they would be so happy with thinking that they were going to be employed in 2.5 to 3 months. So we are making
you've got a good track record, too. It feels like that your resume, you've got all the right things for the right places. It's just timing, girlfriend, just timing.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Well, I was wondering, could you ladies see anything from my love life? Like, anything at all? Like, if dead.
You know, ask me a specific question, because I don't, I don't feel that you're unhappy. Go ahead, because I don't feel you're unhappy. So go ahead and ask me a question.
Well, there's a guy that I come in contact with a few times a month, you know, but I think there's something there.
I know,
but
is it somebody you're interested in?
You know, it's crazy. He's totally not somebody I would be interested in, but for some reason, I think I am.
Is he single?
I don't know. You know, we haven't really, I guess, talked personally. It's been more of, you know, professional kind of talking, and, you know, we laugh and joke, you know, sometimes, but we haven't had any intimate conversations.
You need to ask, honey.
Yeah,
ask.
This is what I'm hearing. I mean, my spirit guide's so cute. He goes, flirt much? So, I mean, because that would be how I talk. what I'm hearing is the two of you flirt a lot, and you get the little vibesies from him, and he gets those little vibesies from you. But vibesies are great. Love flirting. It makes us all feel good. But what he's here to show you, and I'm going to ask Susan, because now I'm feeling like I'm opening, you know, some type of can of worms here. He might be here to show you that the kind of guys that you were used to dating weren't really the kind of guys you should be. And he might not be it. This is Guy. I think he might be attached. But that he is somebody there to show you what you might want to start looking for. So I don't know if Susan picks that up, but this is what I'm hearing. And
is it his looks that are that you're like, that's not the kind of guy you're used to dating?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, physical?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's
okay.
A lot smaller than I am. He's short. My son is taller than him, so.
Well,
so I'm kind of like.
Yeah, he's real charming.
I'm hearing.
Yeah. He's very charming, very smart, and you know, and I think now you're getting a kind of a look in term. You're kind of, how do I say? What's my words here on radio? Is that you're kind of a hot mama here, okay? And and it's like when you see a hot guy, it's like, hello, and you know, all the rest of it be damned. And I think what your divine self is, how old are you?
I'm 35.
Oh, Lord. It's like, and the rest of it, I think what your divine self is trying to say is dig a little deeper. If you want success in terms of a relationship, dig a little deeper. It's like you've got a good eye. And you know, you and my feelings are you like him pretty, and so just you need to get a little bit more depth there, and I think maybe that's what this guy is showing you.
Yeah.
Well,
that's
not really true, because my ex, he was very unattractive.
I know, but well, we don't mean
sweat.
Right, but there was something sexually that you really liked about him. So that's what we're saying, that you're sexually attracted to somebody. Some other people might not think he's gorgeous or good looking, but if you didn't, maybe somebody else would. So I don't think.
Yeah, beauty's in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah, so I think you didn't think he was that good looking, but there were a lot of other people who did. So when Susan said it, she thinks you go out for looks, or that you kind of look at these people, it's more of a sexual attraction I'm feeling. And I think that goes along with what you like, your pheromones. I mean, you can't even believe it, you know, what they do.
Yeah, there's something about him. He's just as cute as he can be. I don't know what it is, but, you know, it's like, you know, you just want to squeeze his cheeks, his facial cheeks.
Yeah, so before you, wait, honey, before you squeeze those cheeks, you need to find out if he's attached. Because if he's attached, this woman here and the woman over my co-host is going to tell you, run, baby. But take that and the information that you have, what you thought about him, and put it in the
next
box.
It's a moot point.
Yeah.
So open your mouth and ask him if he's available.
Yeah. Okay, I will. I will. I always wait for the man to make the first move, but you're right.
Hey, change the rules. Nothing. All rules don't count anymore. Everything's changed.
I'll tell you, if I had to think of those rules, and now maybe 33 years later, I would have thought, 35 years later, I'll never forget, I had rules too, but the minute I saw my husband, I thought, oh my God, he looks like James Dean, Bon Jovi, and I don't know, did you see him, Susan, whoever else, and all the rules that I thought I had went right out the door. So don't worry about the rules, sister. Just go and ask. It's not going to hurt you. So I hope you have a wonderful New Year's, and I hope we've helped you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I just wanted to tell you, when I first met him, it's funny because I answered the Craigslist ad and bought some furniture. That's how we met. And I said to myself, oh, my God, am I going to end up dating him? It was just, that's why I'm kind of like, was this, I don't know.
Wow. Well, you know what? There's always a sixth sense, and there's always a reason you have that. Susan will tell you. If this is the guy, he will be single. If it isn't, it's the lesson you need to learn. And then call us back and we'll teach you that lesson.
I will. Thank you. You guys are so great. You make me laugh.
If he's not the guy, he's a prototype. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
You.
Bye-bye.
I just love our show, Susan. I don't know what I would do without our listeners and callers. I really don't. And without, of course, you, because I just get such exhilaration when, I'm just so excited to be on the radio, and I know you are too. And we hope everybody.
Yeah,
okay, I am. Isn't that funny? But, I could be a pain, and you know that. Okay, we're going to take 9049. You're next. Hi, 9049. Who are you? Hello? 9049. You're on.
Well, they either left or taken a potty break.
Yeah, I'm going to keep them on, and in case they do, and I'm going to go to the next one, which is 6051. 6051, you are on the radio. Who am I talking to?
Hi, this is Tamla.
Pamela?
Tamla, T-A-M-L-A.
Tamla. Okay, Tamla. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. How are you guys?
Well, you can see
we're
how
fabulous.
We're fabulous and in rare form. So go for
we're
it, girlfriend. How can you help you? How can we help you?
I wanted to know what you can see for me as far as any messages for 2014, maybe in the area of love, that would be great.
Okay, to me, Tamla, I'm going to tell you this. I heard something, but that's so broad because you're looking at a year and things, if you're not involved in anything, a year can be a huge whirlwind of all different emotions, different people, different things. For me to pull in what I can tell you is, what the first thing I got, and then I'm going to ask you to be more specific, is just calm down. So that's the first word that came in. So something must be going on, or you must be looking for something. But they're telling me just slow down for the year 2014 in love. So can you please be a little bit more specific so we can pull something for you?
Okay. Well, I'm not sure about what that's about because I do energy work. I'm also I'm rather calm right now, to be honest. I've just been getting rid of negative energy that no longer serves me, ready for the positive.
Yay! Well, maybe that's what it means by slow down. It might be that you're doing a lot of work really quickly. So go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's what I was going to say because I've been doing some work on me for a few years now, but the energy work, I started doing that more specifically to kind of speed up my manifestations I want to say like maybe October of last year, and I still do it now.
Isn't that funny?
How old are you?
Slow down.
Yeah. How old are you,
again,
Tamla?
42.
Okay. 42?
Yeah.
Okay. That's our grown-up age.
Yeah, I don't get there, so, Susan.
Are you in a relationship now?
No, I'm not.
Okay, how long has it been?
You know what? With raising the kids and dating over the years, I've kind of been enjoying life. It's kind of hard to pinpoint and say a relationship. You know, when you date and see what you like and what you don't like, you get rid of and just keep it moving and just enjoy life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, the first thing that I picked up about you, okay, is that you have a lot of goddess energy. All right.
Okay.
I mean, major goddess energy. And
okay.
and karmic goddess energy is walking the path alone, all right, meaning that male energy is kind of irrelevant to your spiritual unfolding. And after
mm-hmm.
having said all that, don't panic, because what I'm hearing is,
join the goddesses,
that you are going to be a late bloomer, okay? But you're real heavy into, I mean, you carry goddess energy big time. And what I mean by that is that women who, that male energy almost interferes with your spiritual unfoldment. Does this make any
yeah.
sense
I know
to
exactly.
you?
Yeah, I know exactly what you
yeah.
mean, because if a man is not tapping into his God energy, then what happens is a lot of times I meet men, and I've accepted it. Because, I mean, I've been dealing
mm-hmm.
with this all my life, just that sometimes
right.
you meet a lot of men that have insecurities, and I had to be strong because I don't have anything to do with their insecurities. Just that when they meet my energy and mine is up, not say up against theirs, but mine is, like, in the forefront, they're not strong enough, they tend to get intimidated or they just
exactly.
act a certain kind of way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's been
yeah.
your role in life, in many lives, is that you have been the way shower. And male energy is really attracted to the strength in you, but
mm-hmm.
Don't have the testosterone. I'm going to say that nicely on radio. don't have the testosterone to meet you toe-to-toe and face-to-face and heart-to-heart.
Cojones.
But
they don't have the
yeah,
cojones.
But that, yeah, but that's but it you're not destined to have that go on for your whole life. You for whatever reason you've committed your life to become to spiritually awaken to a certain
mm-hmm.
level and a certain degree in heart and also in awareness of what life
mm-hmm.
is really about. And I'm feeling that it's probably going to be sometime in your 50s that you're going to meet a really, really unusual man, a little older than you.
Yeah, that's what I saw. Susan,
get,
like 10 years. Yeah.
Yeah, but get you. And it's
mm-hmm.
like, and just totally just wants you to do your thing, be yourself, and he's just honored to be in your presence.
Oh, wow.
You know, I'm so happy you said that, because one is, I just have to tell you, because you know me, I have the goddess energy for many, 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 many past lives. Of course, I had
gave your age away.
yes, no, well, I mean, in my lives, not this life. So,
okay.
You know, I've been around. I guess I haven't learned my lessons very good, but I have also been in that queen energy. And I will tell you that it is tough for males, very tough for males. And when you do meet the right one, this is what I hear. And I know Susan is right on the money, because what I heard is older man. So he's going to be, I mean, I can see it. I visualize the two of you. I see you standing in front of me. And I see him taller than you. And I see him about 8 to 10, I'm going to say, now they're, okay, they say 8 to 12 years older than you. And he's going to be very, very, very learned. He's going to have been, you know, around the world, or he's seen a lot more than you. And he's going to calm your existence. And you say you're calm, but really with queen energy, we're never calm, because we're the ones
mm-hmm.
running the show. So when I calm down, which is that's exactly what I meant, and obviously I didn't put the picture together, only the words came, it means to me that you are going to, the energy he's bringing to you is like a Zen energy, and the energy you're bringing is a goddess energy. And what that Zen is going to do for you, honey, is going to level you out. And the two of you will look at each other. I see the butterflies in your eyes. So go ahead, Susan. I'm sorry.
Yeah. He may come to you for help because I'm here in mourning. Okay. He may be a widower and just having trouble to get past it and maybe come, a suggestion to come and have guidance on a more spiritual level versus of a counselor type of thing. And from that point in, something unfolds.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Good enough.
I
took some notes. This is so exciting.
It is.
Yeah.
And let me tell you,
it's like you have to do. It's like you came here on a mission for you. This is all about you. You spent way too many lives in service of raising mankind's energy from the male perspective. And this time, from many, many lifetimes of being goddess energy, you made the decision, well, I'm going to be in male form, and I'm going to raise my energy in trying to be in male form. This time you decided to come back as goddess energy, and you said, this one's for me, folks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that, honey, because, you know, any goddess from one goddess to another, hi.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Okay, Susan, I don't know how you're feeling because it's 2:21, but we've got a couple more callers that I would love to get to even if it's just one more caller, because I'm just too jazzed to stop. So how do you feel, Susan, girl?
Go for it, sweetie.
All right, we have 2-3s. I know I put you on the spot, and I won't do that again. We'll take 2 more callers, and then we're gonna we'll see, because I've got a few on the board, and I want to talk and chat too, and shout out to the chat people. So here we are, 2340. You are on 2340. You've got Susan and Bonnie. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
How are you? What's your name?
Rose Maria.
Rose Maria, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
We're good. How can we help you on the New Year's Eve?
Hopefully a better long-term relationship for the new year, I hope, anytime soon for me.
And can I ask what you're doing, Rose Maria, for one of those? Because I do see that you really want one, and I think what are you doing to attract new love?
I just have friends, male friends.
Okay, do you like? And I think you're the one I said you're into sports, right? You're into sports, right? I love sports. Have you done anything? Have you? Because you know the football season's coming to an end, and my team Eagles are going to win. Okay, what do you do? Basketball, baseball. What do you do?
Do soccer.
Oh, soccer. So do you have any clubs or anything that you go to? We think we talked about this. Do you have going to any clubs?
Yeah, I don't want to attract anybody from the U.S. It's somebody else that I'm interested in.
Okay. So what you're saying is you're interested. How did you meet him?
He knows me since I was a baby.
Okay. And is this long distance, are you telling me, relationship, or is he there?
He's overseas. I just came back from there.
Yeah, I think Susan and I had said we know he likes you and we know you like him, but until you move there, aren't you looking to move over there with your job?
Soon.
Yeah. The sooner you get there, the better you'll be. I do see the pull that you both have towards each other. Again, I'm going to give you this advice, and I can't change it, and I know that, you know, I get over there, and this relationship will continue, whether it takes you to where you want to go or not. I can't see that, But what I do see is if you move over there for a guy, that's not going to be what you should do. You should move over there.
He knows I'm not moving there for them. He knows I'm not doing that for him.
Well, that's good because I think you're going to be, are you sure you want to move there?
Yes.
Okay. Well, if you move there, then you'll make it work. But I don't know if the relationship, I think that he likes you and I think you like him. And I think once you get there, it gives the relationship a chance to grow. But I think there's other issues around him. So if you're moving there for your own self, I love that. And you will actually, you're not destined to be alone. So if it's not him, it will be somebody else over there. Susan, do you have anything to add?
No, I think you're pretty pretty spot on. How old are you?
39.
Mm-hmm. I think that through this whole process with this relationship is challenging you to open your heart a little more and beginning to ask for a little more where your heart is concerned. But I don't see – I'm going to have to agree with Bonnie. I don't see longevity in this relationship.
Yeah. That's why if you move there, it's got to be for your own self. And believe me, you're not meant to be alone. Just, I know that you want something that is just something that might be great for, we had a guest on the show that said, do you want Mr. Right or do you want Mr. Right Now? Because that's what it looks like to me. I think it's right now you're really, attached to this relationship and you want it to be. But I think once you get over there, there'll be some other people and you'll meet someone else. Well, you can't move. I got to tell you, as a counselor, and my heart's going to bleed for you, you can't move somewhere because of somebody. You have to move for yourself. So if this move is not right for you because you're just moving for him, which is what I keep feeling, and you're just saying no, but I keep feeling it, that it might not be the move for you right now. But if you are moving and you do want to work there.
Basically, I belong to the military.
Okay, so that's good. Well, you have to go there, but that's okay. That you will meet somebody. You're not destined to be alone, but you've got to really, I know that you have that attitude. I know you're really leery. And just open up for new experiences because there's plenty of them where they came from, honestly, even though you don't think so. So go with an open heart. Go with an open mind. Go with, hey, if it works out, great. Again, if it's right now, right ever, right a week, a day, a month, a year, I know that I'm going to meet somebody that's going to be special for me. And that's what you have to know. I believe every experience, no matter how long it lasts or doesn't last, is a learning tool for us. And without this learning tool, you can't move to the next level. So just take it for what it's worth and ride the wave. And when it doesn't work, the one that comes or the one that will come in to work will be there. So I can't tell you how much I know that and I see it. But, just go in with – don't be so skeptical. Go in there with an open mind and an open heart, and you'll be good. We hope we helped you. Hello?
Happy New Year. Bye.
Happy New Year. it's really strange. Okay, Susan, I am going to take one more caller. I think I'm going to take one more caller, and then we are going to say our big – Happy New Year to everyone, and we'll reiterate how you get a hold of us. And Susan and I, we can chit-chat a little bit more. I'm going to go to My Heart One. I know we talked to My Heart yesterday. So, hi, My Heart. How are you?
I'm great, ladies. How are you doing today?
Good.
We're really good. How can we help you today on New Year's?
Well, I'm ready for romance, and I want to see what you may see around that.
You
What's your
are
name?
Ready for Yeah.
What
Hello?
Is your name?
Sharon.
Sharon. We talked to Sharon yesterday, Susan. I think it was a different question, though. And I love you,
yes.
My Heart. And I see you are really – I'm going to let you, Susan, since you jumped in there, because I remember her from yesterday. But I have to tell you, you are ready for romance, girlfriend. So go ahead, Susan.
Okay. And how old are you?
64.
Okay. You called in yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay.
About to Akashi.
She called about your contract record.
So the first thing that pops in, I know you're ready for romance, and what are you doing to open the door?
Well, actually, I've done all the writing and energetic kind of stuff, and I am getting out in the world a lot more than I had been.
Okay. In social events or where you have the opportunity to meet somebody?
More often. I'm coming out of hibernation.
Okay. The first thing that I heard is that you need to broaden your horizons. Okay. You're doing all the right things. Your intentions are good. I'm going to say this not as an insult or anything in terms of, because we don't want to think of that, you know, in terms of love, it's always like a dirty word, but that you're ready to compromise your old beliefs in love of saying that we all have to negotiate. We all have to, you know, the idea of what we had for 25 and what love was about is not our idea at 64. And you seem to be a lot more relaxed about who you're going to let into your life versus what you were before. And this is a good thing. I feel this is a really wonderful shift. I'm going to go with Bonnie on this in terms of asking you, do you do social media?
Yay!
Not too much, really.
Girlfriend, hand her over to me.
Yeah. Because I'm a firm believer in it, and, you know, Bonnie is too. But I have to say that when I heard social media, I heard click. And when I hear that click, like a tumbler, that usually means that's the avenue. Okay. Most people, I say, do the social media with the idea that you're just out there making friends. Okay. Don't go hunting. Don't go thinking, oh, I'm going to meet my husband on, you know, Match.com. And you're just out there making friends and see what happens. But I have to say that when I heard social media, I heard that tumbler go click, and that's
and you know what, Karen, because social media is my thing, you know, and I'm gonna have it on all my website, because I am a big believer, and so is Susan. In fact, I teach people how to make their info page, or what is it called, Susan, because now I'm just so excited the words are coming to me. Profile page. It's very important how you do it. And I have had so much good feedback. I have a lot of clients who have been married over 10 years and over. People who have been married 2-3 times who have met there, and my cousin, my dear friend's brother. I can't even tell you how many. In fact, it's more often that I meet them even as my clients than not. And you would never know who has actually met on Match.com, eHarmony, Over 50 Club, or whatever. You know, you can look at all of them. But you've got to be careful of your profile. And download it on my website in about a month, because I'm looking into putting it in. You can just download the page, and if you go to my website. If you change your picture every 3 months, put up a recent picture, and I don't care if it looks, it's got to look different every 3 months. Even if you have a different hairstyle, a different makeup, a different shirt, it's got to be changed. We don't want a 10-year-old picture saying, oh, well, I look the same, because that's just not going to happen, you know, when you put it up. I'm a big believer, because you don't want that. I've had too many people who I've met, the guys or girls, who said, oh, they don't look anything like their picture, but they said that wasn't an old picture. So I really love the belief that you change it every 3 months, even if it's just to change the picture. Second of all, you want to always put up, no married men, no men who are living with a wife that, because they can't afford to get a divorce. You're kind of at an age where you don't have to worry about that, but no married men, no men that are living with their wife because they can't afford to get a divorce, living with their girlfriend or roommate, but They don't like them. They're the opposite sex, but they're living with them anyway because they have to share expenses. Usually there's a story. It's not one that you want to know. So just make
right.
sure that you put up there what you want. And then, and this is really important because I changed this guy's profile. Oh, my God, he was my photographer, and I just did some photo shoots for anybody who's going to pick me up on television. Anyway, I did this photo shoot, and the photographer, he was just adorable. He was trying to date after so many years. And when I read his profile, I said, look, if I was single, I would not even look at you. And you're a heck of a nice guy. I can feel your heart. I know you. And it's because of what you put. So here you go. The first paragraph, and I won't get too much into it because I sound like a broken record because I've said it a million times. Never start with a negative. Don't start with, I don't want a guy that drinks. I don't want a
or
guy that
don't
smokes.
Don't bother writing if you do that.
You're starting with negative. So always say, hi, I love Italian food. I am so into music. I like jazz. I like sports. This is what I like. This is, and, you know, I'm very into fitness. That way, you know, the next thing is what you want in him. Again, with no, don't not. Because I got to tell you something, and my husband will kill me if he ever heard this. And I don't think he listens to me on the radio, Susan, so I don't have to worry about this. But when I did meet him, he smoked. Okay? And my big thing was I was
never going to date
a smoker. I know. But at least I tell the truth. And within one day, I said, it's me or the cigarette. And now we've been together. I don't want to even tell you how many years. So, you know, don't ever, you know, meeting a friend, meeting a nice person, and again, only meet them at a Starbucks, a nice coffee shop, anything for 20 minutes. Don't get into dinner. You can always do that after you're sitting there. I had that friend that I told you, the photographer, who really, really hit it off with this one girl. And after the Starbucks thing, he was really glad I told him to do that. There was no drinking because he doesn't drink. So he didn't take her to like a meet for drinks. And they had so much fun, they went for dinner. That's always an option. But, you know, meet at a local place, meet with a lot of people, and just have fun. Because, girlfriend,
Be articulate. For example, Bonnie, let me share this one. I'm on a dating site. I'm single, and Bonnie's married. But I'm on a dating site. And it's like my picture is particularly nice, and I get a lot of hits. Okay, and one of the things I'm attracted to is articulate. You know, being articulate, and so you want to sound like you're intelligent. And I have these pictures, and really cute guy. He was like, oh, he wrote really nice and everything. And I thought, so I sent him a flirt, and this is what I got back on my pictures. Woo, woo, hot, amazing, wow. Guess what I did? Delete, 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 delete.
Well, Susan, let me explain why, because you're at a Chiron return window. Now, if you were with me at the 15, the second window, that would be a really good response. But when you're in your Chiron return, you're not looking for that. So I don't want you saw an age.
Yeah, if you're a 63-year-old guy, and if you can't come up with a better response over seeing a pretty picture or something like that of a picture that you think, you know, wow, you're really nice or pretty or whatever, then it's like, what? It's like your man-child? And so, when you're on a dating site, it's like you want to express, in a way that, you know, that you sound grown up. You're not 25. And don't be cute because, you know, be real, be authentic. And that's what I'm feeling is that you need to really expand those parameters.
And, you know, here's another example, and you don't really need this, but I do this for the listeners. And, again, that's why I said, Susan, if you're in your second window, which I am, that is the 15 or the 13 to 21 window. Wow, woo, woo, is what I want to hear.
Yeah,
not at the Chiron return. But I gotta tell you, do yourself. This is another thing is, if you put what you want. Here's an example, and I want all the listeners to hear, which is why I'm saying it, 'cause it's not really for you. But here, because we're talking about social dating, if you put, I want a guy, I always do this, Susan, so you know, or I used to do it with Phil, and he used to, like, tap his foot because I did it so much. If I want a guy, here's what a girl would put, and a guy does the same thing. I had a guy call, and he did the same thing. I told him what was wrong. I want a guy that walks the beach, or a girl that walks the beach, drinks my ties, and looks me in the eyes and tells me how wonderful I am. This is what you've just told. Somebody that doesn't have a job, has a beer belly, or she's on the beach with no job. She's looking at you, and she might be a drunk because you just told the universe that's what you want. You didn't really explain that you wanted that as a hobby or that you really liked them having. You know, if you're in a corporate America, which is for the younger crowd, you're in corporate America, or you can be in their 60s too, you're not. You don't want a girl that's on the beach all day, because what are you going to do? You want somebody kind of in the corporate world with you, but that enjoys that as a hobby. So again, everybody, be careful what you put. Really be specific and think about what you want in a male or female version. So that's what I have. That's all that I have to say about social dating. I love it. I'm for it. I cannot tell you how much I appreciate it, that we have it. It's so interesting and wonderful. We didn't have it, you know, long ago. We did, but nobody used it. And the thing is, you could meet somebody from, oh, my God, walks of life you never knew, because we're in, like, the technology world. We don't just need to meet one kind of a person. So I'm so happy that you brought this up. And now that I'm done my soapbox, so... did we answer your question?
Yeah. And after having said all of that, okay, that we who we need to get as sponsors is Match.com. That's who we get. That's who we get sponsors. But having said all of that, here's what I'm hearing, and in terms of what you're looking for, love or love life, if you make the slightest bit of effort to hit, do a broad hit, okay, and that would be social media, that you will get far more return than what you are expecting.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is the opening for romance for you.
All righty. Yeah, well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have a wonderful New Year's, and we hope we haven't bored you to death with all the social media, but take what we've told you, and we hope it helps you. And have a
wonderful, it's the way things are now. There are no dances, there are no clubs, at our age, I mean, you know, who wants to do that? And so, you know, it's really a great thing. But it's a skill. Just like when you used to go to the dances and you couldn't dance, you felt like an idiot, right? So you learned how to dance, and then you had a good time. Social media is the same way. It's like once you get the hang of it, you have a good time on it.
Okay. Sharon, we love you. Have a fabulous, 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 fabulous New Year's. And please come back, join us, and be in chat, because we do really look for all of you. And please,
yes,
happy New Year.
Happy New
Year.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I'm going to tell everybody, Susan and I are going to be asking you to please, please like us on Blog Talk. If you do like us, you'll get all of our updates. Diana will keep you informed about all the shows that we do. We love you. We love our listeners. We love our callers. We do this because of that. We want you to be informed. We hope we bring you interesting subjects, and we hope that we help you along in life's path. We love that you listen to us. We love that you are here with us, and you offer us the love, the gratitude, and the happiness that Susan and I hope we offer you, because that's why we do it. Susan, do you have any last words to say to anybody before we talk about how to get a hold of us again?
Yes. I mean, it's like I just think that, you know, Bonnie and I just have a good time with all you guys out there, and that you appreciate our perspective and our kind of, you know, wry sense of humor that we have about life and the things that life throws at us. And we, our whole purpose of this talk show is what we have done our whole life. It's been life coaching, counseling, therapy, is that we want to help. We want to be of service, but we want to do it in a lighthearted, joyful, happy way. It doesn't have to be a heavy, sad situation when things aren't working out. If you take that attitude of like, hey, it's going to get better, it does.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, because I don't know, Diana, you're writing me. Is there anybody in chat that wants us to ask? Because I said I would take two questions from chat. I've already taken two, I think. But, Diana, if you hear me, is there anybody in chat that hasn't gotten in that you would like us to answer one more question from? Because I think we had Sandy in chat, and I'm going to just tell you what Sandy said, Susan. Sandy is from Minnesota, and she is asking if there's any romance coming her way. And what I told her and wrote is one word, yes, soon. So, Sandy, if you're listening, we did get your message. Susan, if you would like to add anything or, you know, to Sandy, I don't know if she's still listening, but Sandy, yes, soon.
Yeah, I have to agree. It's like it seems like it's rolling pretty fast at her. It feels like that she's been kind of working on it for a while, and it seems like it's, you know, when. But it's just kind of like going to show up unexpectedly. You know how miracles happen when you're looking the other way.
I love that. And then we have, is it Mitchie from Maryland is asking, hi, I have a question about love. And I also answered, and I'm going to elaborate with you also, Susan. She said about love, my past love, not present. Are you able to tell me about my ex, if he really loved me or not? We broke up officially in February of last year. My answer to you, Mitchie, and I thank you for asking, is, yes, he did it one time. That it isn't anymore. And the reason that he was in your life, and I think you know this, is he wanted, there was, I'm sure, karmic ties and lessons you both needed to learn or both needed, wrote in for yourself. But I'm a big believer that we move on and we look up, and that we do not look at the past as and keep dwelling on it except to learn from it. So, Susan, do you have anything else to add to Mitchie?
I think you're pretty spot on that. It's like this is a feeling of attachment that somehow a feeling unlovable, and so it's totally on her on terms of how she feels about herself. I would like to make a suggestion in chat, since I work in soul windows in the Akashic Records, and you know, Bonnie picks up spirit energy. You could help us a lot with these chat room questions if, when you put your name and your question, if you put your age in there, we'll get a better idea of what soul window you're in, and the answers can come a little bit more complete.
I love that, and you're right, Susan, and we only have like 10 minutes, and I just want to tell you, everybody in chat, as long as you ask a question, as long as I can get to you and I can get you on the air, we will answer it. Again, I'm going to ask everybody listening, please like us on Blog Talk. It gets us further, and it gets our shows put out, and we hope you enjoy us. I am going to say, I want to reiterate what our shows will be in the next week. Tomorrow I'm on again. It's Bonnie Albers on Air with Ron Cole. He's a famous astrologist. He's been on many shows. He's been on television. He's coming in to talk about new moons and what we could look forward to in 2014. He's on from 1 to 2. He's also taken a special guest. She's a host and has a fabulous, fabulous show, too. It's called Curious Times. Her name is Chris. I'm hoping she doesn't mind me putting a plug in for her, but it's a really good talk show. It's out of Canada. It's on at 10 to 12 every night. Susan and I are usually sleeping, but sometimes I am blessed and asked to do that show, and I love it. So he's going to read for her at the end. We pick one person that he gets you have to have your birth time exact, your date of birth, where you were born, and your date, your when you were born and where you were born. And we pick somebody out of chat. Our next one on the 7th is Susan. Susan Z. Rich, who you're talking to now, will be on with Ron Cole. After Ron Cole tomorrow from 1 to 2, we have Kelly. Kelly reads Atlantean cards. Kelly is an enigma in herself. She is a fabulous reader, a fabulous seer, and she has been, I had a spirit medium on here for a while, and he said she was the essence of Einstein, and that's how smart Kelly is. So please join us tomorrow. They're always on Wednesdays. 1 to 2 is Ron Cole. He's the famous astrologer. He doesn't take questions. He can't really take questions because he does astrology, but he'll take astrology questions in chat. So if you ask what's a Leo or I'm this rising or can you tell me a little bit about the moon, he will answer you. He just can't give you a reading because he has to do a whole chart for you. Kelly takes readings. So from 2 to 3, you can call in. You can listen. Kelly will take calls, and I will take calls. So, again, you have love, romance, relationships, and issues, or any type of spirit you want to ask about, I'm there, and Kelly's there to read your Atlantean cards. Susan and I are also on A1R on Wednesday night at 9:30. We will be doing the Akashic Record again. So either call A1R and ask for our show, and we take about 3 callers because we only go on half an hour, and we are so happy to have you listen to all our shows. Next week, we begin our normal weekday, and that's Monday and Tuesday. Both Susan and I are on from 1 to 2:30, 3 o'clock. Just depends. I put it on till 3. Sometimes we can, sometimes we can't, but we will never cut it shorter than an hour or 90 minutes. So you'll hear from us. We have a great show. You know us. We're your friends. We'll give you any type of advice reading that you need, and we always pick different subjects to talk about. We've stayed on Akashic Records for a while because everybody seems interested in it, but stay tuned to some of the other things we will be bringing up. But Susan is an expert, so it'll always be available to you. I just want to let you know you can get a hold of me at BonnieAlbers.com. You can Skype me. You can Facebook me. You can email me. I am available for readings. I'm available for counseling. And I've got to tell you, I'm going to add 2 books to my Facebook page. One is Susan Z. Rich's Soul Windows, because we talk about them all the time on the show, and we ask you your age for a reason. Now I'm into the Soul Windows. I've been into it for a long time. It's one of the best books out there. It's helped me in my life. It's helped me in my practice, and I know you will read it more than once. It's easy reading. It's fun, and it explains a lot of things. So I'm going to have Diana put Susan's book up on my Facebook page and how to get it and where to get it. Also, we have a special guest coming. He's a poet. He downloads poetry from spirit. Like he must write 10 poems a day. He doesn't even sleep. The poems are so graphic and heartfelt. He's an Indian descent. The pictures that he has with them, he has posters. He's written a book of poems. I have bought it myself. It's just so heartfelt and touching. You can read some of those poems that I'm starting to post them on my Facebook. But you can also buy his book, and I'm going to put that. And that's Spirit Winds. And he is going to be on January 20th at, I think he's coming at 1:30. And he is going to be interviewed. I'm going to interview him. You'll find out about him. You'll find out he's going to go over one of his poems. He is an up-and-coming. I know this man's going to be famous. He's going to a CD, hopefully, appearances. And I'm so proud and honored that he'll be here with Susan and I for his first appearance. So, again, I love you. We love you. I'm going to hand you over to Susan to say goodbye. But have a happy, 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 love-filled New Year's Eve. Susan, and be safe out there. Susan?
Happy, happy girl.
Happy, happy, happy.
Happy girl. Okay, well, I just wanted to say again that if anyone wants the information on the new moon abundance checks to write every month, you can email me at SZ, as in zebra, Rich, R-I-C-H, at AOL.com, and I will send you the instructions, and I will also add you to my monthly email list, where about 4 or 5 days before new moon, I send an email out to everyone saying that, hey, heads up, new moon is on certain such and such a day at such and such a time, and don't forget to write your prosperity checks. And the other thing I wanted to remind you of is that I'm extending the buy one, get one free reading for the holiday until January 10th. You can give buy one for yourself, New Year's reading, and give another one as a friend, or use it till it's good through the end of April. And this is for a Skype reading or a phone reading. You just mention in an email after you pay for your reading from my website that you heard this offer on Blog Talk Radio, and my website is SZR, S as in Susan, Z as in Zebra, R as in Rich, whitewings.com, WHITEWINGS.com. I wish everyone a happy new year, and hang in
happy
there,
new
folks.
Year.
2014 is going to get better.
Yay! Yay! Oh, but, Susan, yeah. Party with me, girlfriend. Yay!
Yay!
All the sparkles.
Yay!
Yay! All the sparkles.
Yay!
All the sparkles to all of you. Bye. We love you. Love is in the airwaves. Bye. Listen to us soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.